We're going to get into what I like to call the quickfire question. So I'm just going to spit a question at you guys. You guys answer, and then we'll go on from there. What is the craziest? You guys brew a lot of beers here. What is the craziest ingredient you've put in the kettle here at Ghost Town Brewing?
Here at Ghost Town Brewing?
Yeah.
It's probably for one of our sour guys.
Yeah, if we're talking about Steve's beers, I'm pretty sure we put rocks into something. Actual rocks that he...
You did a Stein beer?
That he heated up. No, I don't know what the hell the thing was. he heated them up on like a barbecue grill.
Yeah.
And we put them in the wort brand. I don't know what...
Interesting. Kind of like a Stein beer? Yeah.
I'm not sure what the rocks were for.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Is it not bad? It was a sati.
Sati. Okay.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
And then, I think all the weird stuff comes from Steve back there. He lives in one of the wine barrels.
Well, there's one
and stuff.
There's one that we did, and that's where I was. And I remember, like, I've never done this before.
Yogurt?
Yes.
Oh, yogurt. Well, that's kind of a common thing now, I guess. For kettle sours. We used to use the fill and seal of sugar, too, in the Saison. But no, I think nowadays we're pretty much just hops, some dextrose every now and then. When we brew Steve's beers, is when he gets creative with the ingredients. Well, we had one with like fig tree branches in it and things like that.
Interesting. What advice do you have for a new brewer, new home brewer, just getting started out? What's their best thing? You know, they're looking to buy some gear, things like that.
I'd say you probably get your packaging under control. So from your carboy, let's say you're using a carboy, to your tank, do your research and your reading on it to keep in your dissolved oxygen levels as minimal as possible. Because I find that's where most of the homebrews we try that have gone bad, it's in that process right there.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Would you recommend racking to a secondary?
No. God, no. That's just more oxygen pickup.
Exactly. I think a lot of the classic tips or books even say that, rack to secondary, you know, and like that's...
That's just to get you off the yeast from autolysis. But at this point, it's like it's spread out so far. And most homebrewers use a fresh pitch. Yeah. So when that yeast is that healthy, it's like you're not... I mean, unless it's going to sit on there for 6 months.
And it's only 5 gallons as opposed to, you know, 20 barrels, so that the head pressure on that yeast is not... which helps speed up the autolysis. So it's not as important as... It's important to the commercial side, but not as important on the home side.
And then, you know, we dry hop the fuck out of it too, right? So your hops will just cover up that yeast.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, I would really focus on trying to get that transfer process figured out. You can read it. I'm sure there's plenty of YouTube videos these days, but, you know, there's a whole way to just transfer it with zero oxygen, just use CO2 to push from carboy to your serving keg, and then, you know, carbonate the keg to whatever you're stuck with. But, to me, that's probably one of the big ones. I wouldn't worry so much about recipe development until you have fermentation and packaging under control, because your recipes don't fucking matter. And, another one, keep your malts fucking simple. Like,
KISS.
Don't make a beer with 10 malts in it. You know, like, IPA should have 2 malts. You know, when you start getting crazy like that, everything just gets bundled up in malts. There's some beers, you know, like crazy stouts and things like that. Sure, you can throw this, and this, but for the most part, man, like 3 malts, that's all you need. Tasty actually gave me that advice back in the day, and I, you know, took it to heart, and it's like, it's so right, because it's kind of the same thing. It's like we try and keep all our beers at 3 hops and 3 malts. Every now and then with a hazy, we'll throw in like a 4th hop just to kind of get a cool little blend, but 3 and 3, that's like our magic number, you know, or less. Mm-hmm. But keep it simple, stupid. That's
a good one.
Seriously, man. You can get too crazy and too involved into it, and it just takes away at the end.
All right, so the other question, what tip would you have for someone looking to open a brewery? So they've been home brewing, they want to open a brewery.
I've talked to quite a few folks who are interested in starting a brewery. And the thing I usually tell them, you know, first and foremost is, you know, get the biggest system you can get. As someone who started on the nano scale, it just, you know, having to upgrade and then upgrade and then upgrade, it's just, you know, the thing you can do the best is just get the biggest thing you can get, set up your facility like you're going to do more than you expect to. Because while it's great to sell out a beer and it's great to, you know, have a lot of success in that way, the ramifications of you know, maxing out your production is really hard. It's hard on, you know, your team and your staff, and, you know, it's just, it's tough because then you need more beer and you don't have it. So, you know, having that ability to grow into something is always really great.
Brew house and cold storage, too.
Anything you, yeah, particularly cold storage. It seems like the one thing that most people overlook is cold storage. And rightly so, because it doesn't seem like the most important thing, but once that stuff starts piling up and you got all your hops and you got all this stuff, the space starts to disappear quickly. So.
What is your, now we're talking West Coast IPA, West Coast Imperial Double IPA, what's your favorite hop combo? And what, you know, what is 2, 3, 4, 5 hops, what are, how many, and what are those hops? And it doesn't necessarily have to be nose gone, like your personal favorite.
My personal favorite?
Yeah, for West Coast.
Mosaic and Nelson.
Mosaic and Nelson.
Good Mosaic and good Nelson.
Equal parts.
Right across the board.
Right across the board.
50-50.
Okay.
Bitter of something else, but yeah. Like, I think those are, I think you can still get your hands on some good stuff. Obviously, I don't know if you can get it yet, but Vito smelted earlier today. We're brewing a smash right now with the HBC 586. It's probably going to be my new favorite hop, but we're gonna see her real quick. I mean, that smells like Mosaic, Simcoe, and Old School Galaxy in my bag. At that point, you don't need anything else. But, I mean, Mosaic Nelson, you know, if you can get your hands on Nelson, if not Mosaic, and some good Simcoe. Or the three, but yeah.
The Holy Trinity, Citra, yeah. Citra, Simcoe, yeah. Mosaic. Yeah.
I love Citra. I think, but to me, it's like these guys are a little more dank, you know, like Citra gets a little fruitier and things like that, which is great. But yeah, at West Coast, if I see that Mosaic Nelson on the board, go to, hands down.
Awesome. Here's a fun one I like to ask. What is your desert island beer? What I mean by that is, if you can only have one beer, you're stuck on a desert island, you can have one beer for the rest of your life, what is it? Style and commercial example. Shoot for it.
Man, you know, I guess it would have to be something light for me. Probably like a Modelo or something, like, I don't know. I feel like I could just drink a bunch of those all day long. It's really hot on the island.
Especially on an island,
you know,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's what I'd pick.
Are we talking like your dessert, you're by yourself, nothing else around? Or is this you're hanging out with friends drinking? Or
I call it the desert island beer, but it's just you're with friends even. Anything. You can only drink one beer for the rest of your life. What is your one? What's your flagship?
I'm right there with you. Modelo.
Modelo, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Especially
nice. Light lager's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but if I was on an island all by myself and knew I was going to be stuck there until I died, probably just be making stouts, barrel aged, so I can die faster.
Help it go
faster. Yeah, gotcha. This is now.
Pastry style,
yeah. Pastry style, yeah.
Kill me now!
Triple IPA.
What is, or who is, one person, dead or alive, that if you could sit down and have that maybe desert island beer, or a beer, you know, with, who would it be and what would you talk about? Each get a chance to answer that.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive, it could be anybody.
So right now, today?
Yeah. Who is it and what would you talk about?
Jesus Christ.
We get cerebral here.
I'm gonna just honestly say, right now, be tasty.
Good answer.
I wish he was here because he supported us from day one. Yeah, you know, he took us under his wing and he had faith in us when a lot of people didn't. And I wish he was here to see us win that award and be part of that celebration with us. And I learned a lot from him. So I wish, he'd be my pick 100%.
That's great pick. Yeah, no, he'd be proud of you guys knowing he's a good friend. Got us all into this inspired so many thousands, millions of brewers, right? Probably not millions, but thousands.
No, but 100%, man. But yeah, no, I mean, he was, again, like I said, when I came on with these guys, he was there day one just supporting us and introducing us and just helping us try and find our way, you know?
Good answer.
Good guy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Tasty's a good answer for me. I mean, for me, I would probably choose an old friend that just, you know, lost a long time ago before the brewery started taking off. Because I think he'd be blown away just to see kind of where stuff is today and just talk about what's going on. So similar sentiment. But yeah, obviously Tasty too.
So, cheers to that, man.
Yeah.
What do you guys think, innovation is always a big part of the brewing industry. What is the next hype beer style? You know, right now, cold IPA is a big thing. You know, what beyond that? You know, what is, do you guys see? Where is it? Is it lagers? Is it, you know, what is the next hype beer style or trend in brewing?
I mean, what we call West Coast Pilsners for us, it's like the best of both worlds. It's bringing in that craft lager, you know, jumping on some of those movements, and then also introducing people to hops in the same way that IPA can, but without the, you know, high ABV overhead. They're so good. I can drink so many of them, you know, because even us, like, we'd have a few IPAs and then it's, you know, go back to the lagers because, you know, we. We're old now, but you know, with the West Coast Pilsner or whatever you want to call it, you know, we can have a bunch of those and still get our hop craving kind of satisfied while keeping it in the 5% range for us. And yeah, I mean, that's I really like them. I could see a lot of people starting to make them too. So
they are. Everyone's starting to make them. So, and I 100% agree. I mean, it's like you said, you get your hop fix, crispy and clean. And you can crush them.
Yeah, low ABV, crush them. Yeah.
And they really let hops still shine, just kind of like a West Coast IPA does, which is cool. Depending on your yeast strain.
That's a great trend. I hope, hopefully that does become hop. That's beers I enjoy myself. Yeah. I like, you know, pale ales, low ABV, because I'm not trying to get drunk, but I want to enjoy some hops.
Right? Yeah.
So the lager's even cleaner, crisper. 100% agree. Let's hope it goes that way, guys. Right?
If it does go that way, I'll just throw this in there. Do a forced diacetyl test, because lager yeast takes twice as long to clean up diacetyl after a dry hop. And if you don't know what hop creep is, go Google it and read about hop creep and educate yourself.
And ALDC for that matter.
I don't know, can you get ALDC on the homebrew level?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. We just brought it in. Cellar Science packages down homebrew ALDC sizes. Yeah.
Perfect.
So you can get it on the homebrew size now.
Every homebrewer should use it.
Use it.
Every homebrewer.
Absolutely.
And use double the amount they recommend. Please.
That's great. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time today. This was amazing. I love hanging out with you guys. Love enjoying a beer.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Totally.
That's a pleasure. Thank you. Cheers.
And everybody, check out the Nose Goblin kit when it comes out. Coming soon.